This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Top U.S. military officers are telling Congress several thousand American troops should have been kept in Afghanistan to prevent a Taliban takeover. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley.
My assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
To Central Command Chief Frank McKenzie.
2,500 was an appropriate number to remain.
Both stressed those were their personal opinions and would not say what advice they actually gave President Biden before he ordered all troops to leave. At a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Tom Cotton asked Milley why he didn't resign if the president ignored his advice.
The president doesn't have to agree with that advice. He doesn't have to make those decisions just because we're generals.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japan's former foreign minister Fumio Kishida won the governing party leadership election Wednesday and is set to become the next prime minister, facing the imminent task of addressing a pandemic-hit economy and ensuring a strong alliance with Washington to counter growing regional security risks. Kishida replaces outgoing party leader Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, who is stepping down after serving only 1 year since taking office last September. As new leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, Kishida is certain to be elected the next prime minister Monday in parliament, where his party and its coalition partner control both houses. Russian authorities have arrested the chief executive of a leading Russian cybersecurity company on suspicion of state treason, a court said Wednesday, sending a chill through Russia's IT and business sectors. 35-year-old Ilya Sakhalov, who founded Group IB, one of Russia's most prominent cybersecurity firms, was arrested Tuesday. This is VOA News. The White House is continuing its push to get more people vaccinated against COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
While there's been a lot of recent attention on booster shots, the White House says it's still trying to reach the 25% of Americans who still haven't gotten their first shot, even though they're eligible. But COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says vaccinations are on the rise.
We will hit an important milestone, 200 million adults with at least one shot.
There has been a new motivation, with many municipalities and large businesses starting to require vaccines for employment. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says right now COVID cases are down.
The 7-day average of hospital admissions is approximately 8,500 per day, and the 7-day average of daily deaths is 1,300 per day.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Slovenia Wednesday temporarily suspended the application of Johnson & Johnson's Janssen COVID-19 vaccine after the death of a young woman, the health minister was quoted as saying by the STA National News Agency. Johnson & Johnson was not available for an immediate comment. A neurologist at a hospital center told the STA, quote, the patient had blood clots and bleeding in the brain at the same time. Intensive care was not successful, end quote. Myanmar's currency has lost more than 60% of its value since the beginning of September, driving up food and fuel prices in an economy that has tanked since a military coup 8 months ago. Many gold shops and money exchanges closed Wednesday due to the turmoil, while the Kyat dive trended on social media with comments ranging from stark warnings to efforts to find some humor as yet another crisis hits the strife-torn nation. The shortage of dollars has become so bad, some money changers have closed shop. Mexican officials have opened a mammoth reception center for migrants near the Guatemala border, trying to ease a backlog in Mexico's asylum system and the resulting frustrations that drove thousands of applicants to head toward the U.S. border. The center opened Tuesday by the Mexican Commission for Refugee Assistance with the help of Mexico's National Guard and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, is targeting those who have made initial applications for protected status in Mexico but have waited months for an initial interview. Three pet cats that tested positive for coronavirus were put down in the northeastern Chinese city of Harbin, state-backed media reported, leading to a social media backlash of what some viewed as overkill in local efforts to contain the virus. The owner of the cats was diagnosed with COVID-19 in September. By remote, I'm